Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a Wednesday. I've got Rodrigo with us here. Rodrigo is with RC Trio. Rodrigo Cotello, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and good morning, everybody.
A lot of our listeners are probably familiar with you, Rodrigo, but if you would, give us a little background first about where you're from, what your background is, how you got into playing music, and then starting this group.
Well, when I'm asked where I'm from in Frankfurt, I goes to the root, and I say, hey, I'm originally from Uruguay,
right?
But I've been coming to Frankfurt for the last 12 years and officially living with an address for the last 7.5. So when I'm out of Frankfurt within the state, I say, hey, I'm from Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm out of state, say I'm from Indiana. So who we're asking, but here in Frankfurt,
sure.
I have nowhere to hide.
Right.
I kind of need to give it. Yeah, I'm originally from Uruguay.
Okay.
Basically, I got, my now spouse and I, dated for a while, and then we ended up settling here. And mostly because, the battle on who had the most seniority and everything, I lost it to basically like a Frito-Lay employee.
Right,
that's the story how I ended up here. I've been playing music since I can remember, 6 years old, more or less. But I didn't grab a guitar up until I was 15.
Oh, my gosh.
It took me to become like a rebel head with Guns N' Roses happening in the early 90s.
I was
totally drawn into them and basically stole my passport, went to see them live, closing their Use Your Illusion tour in Buenos Aires. And when I saw Slash, 30 feet away, I say, that's where it's at for me. It had that effect. So I went from classical piano training at home, saying, no, I'm going to play heavy metal. So it started like that. And then working at jazz festivals, as a translator and interpreter for artists that were coming in there in Uruguay, it is that my love for jazz begun. So that's the story of my life right there in a minute.
Well, you did a good job putting it all together there. I tell you what, I get the feeling of some definite influence from jazz when I listened to the CD a couple of weeks ago. I could tell that for sure. So how many people are in the trio? I'm guessing three, right? Total, because it's a trio. Who are your other two musicians?
The actual ones that, we recorded that day, are Chris Parker on drums and Connor Allen on bass. So Chris from Bloomington, IU grad, and then, Connor, he's more from DePauw, but he's from, Greenville, in mostly southern Indianapolis, if my geography is correct.
Greenville.
So, they are the ones that, made it to the record. With that being said, RC stands for Rodrigo Cotello. So, I do work with other incredible session musicians. I'm really blessed that I get to work with some of the most amazing musicians in the state. For the show, we're going to have Scott Pazier on bass, which is arguably one of the greatest bass players in our state. And I'm so lucky he would even consider playing with me. So we're going to be really lucky to have him. The only
time
that he's played here in Frankfurt with me, we played at the actual Red Barn, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have Kimian Sumler on drums. He's amazing. He's right now chasing his degree in jazz studies there at Jacobs.
Wow.
But he's more like a gospel drummer. He's amazing.
Okay.
He's played Frankfurt many times before. He's great. Yeah.
When's your next gig locally? Do you have one scheduled next?
We are playing also after you're playing next Friday, not this Friday, Friday the 23rd at Vintage Cafe, here locally. And then we're playing Prairie Creek Park October 13th.
Yeah.
For the series organized by the city.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're kind of closing, the whole, Thursday.
Yeah, wrap it up.
We're wrapping it there on October 13th. They're in Prairie Creek Park locally.
Yeah. Very good. Well, I wanted to bring you in so we could give you a little exposure to some of our listeners who may or may not have heard you. They've probably seen you and heard you at Creekside or Prairie Creek Park or Veterans Park, wherever you've been, which is all over Frankfurt. I wanted to bring you in because you've got the release party, which I thought was pretty cool because normally you hear big national musicians doing a release party. And when I saw this on Facebook, I thought, you know what? Rodrigo's treating himself like a big national musician. Why not get on board and do some promotion there? So what can we expect at the Vintage Cafe Friday night?
Well, the first thing that you're going to see when you jump in is that the amazing Luna Worldcast is going to be opening up the show to warm us up. And, you know, they made it to the record, too. So, right. You know, there's the one song, you know, that she's singing, you know, on it. So it was fitting to say, hey, let's just repeat the stunt, you know, with it. So the first and foremost, we're going to get serenaded, you know, by Luna Worldcast to kick things off. And then after that, we're going to basically play the record from top to bottom.
Oh, very cool.
So that is, you know, the idea. You know, I'm going to be there, you know, giving away CDs. You know, again, it's going to be voluntary. So everybody's going to get a CD. I'm going to solicit it and put it in your table.
Cool.
You know, trying to get, you know, some tips, you know, to get the musicians taken care of. But, you know, that's not the main agenda. The main agenda is truly to just celebrate that we have a record, you know, that has been recorded here in Frankfurt, released here in Frankfurt, and we're celebrating here in Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. When I moved here, I guess from an outsider's view, I always missed, even playing basketball with the kids, you know, I don't know, like, at the parks, that there wasn't, like, a proud moment. Yeah, I'm from Frankfurt, like, with pride.
Right,
you know?
So
it's a little bit of, like, it takes likely an outsider like me to say, no, we kind of need to change that. Hence the cover of the record, hence the art,
yeah.
The whole project that has become a little bit of my love song to the town that I love so much.
Well, it does look cool, too. I'll hold this up here, and it's got, of course, Old Stoney on the front, right, for our viewers there who can see. And nothing says Frankfurt like Old Stoney, right?
Nothing. And the designs, I'm so lucky the guy truly made us look like a, you know.
It looks nice,
stamp.
Yeah. It looks real good. Well, I like a lot of what you're doing. I kind of likened it to a jam band, you know, because there's a lot of there's some blues influence and some jazz influence, and with just two or three of you guys, that sounds pretty good. Sounds a lot going on, you know. So yeah, congratulations for that. I'm guessing this is your first CD ever released then?
No, this is like my ninth CD ever released.
How come I haven't seen the other ones?
Not as an RC trio, though. You know,
An
artist, you know, I own a record label and I've been, you know, recording albums basically since 1999.
Okay, very good.
So, you know, I do have a track record, and, you know, it is the first one in RC Trio. And again, RC Trio was born to support our local music store, Creekside Music.
Okay.
So our first gig was, you know, there the summer before the pandemic. Basically, yeah. You know, it started just to support Fred and, you know, and the actual efforts that, hey, we have a music store in town. I kind of like, we kind of need to make this happen. So it was fitting that we recorded it live there, you know, and it's my first live record, though, you know, to your, you know. Like thing. Being a producer now with all the tools and in studio, which is what I do. I'm a studio cat.
Me too.
It
me
takes
too, yeah.
a village to get me out of the studio. Fred did it first, you know, that summer pre-COVID.
Right.
And then the whole RC Trio, it is my way of, you know, okay, staying involved locally.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to it, I mean, word of mouth in between, you know, clubs and, you know, and bars and stuff. They've been keeping us booked almost like once a month type busy, which for me, I'm not trying to get gigs. So,
right,
you know, I have a day job, you know, et cetera. It's just organically on its own. I never saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie to you. So it is like, okay. No,
well, that's a good problem to have, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not even a problem. It truly, to me, is, you know, it is how I reach out and stay involved with my community.
Mm-hmm. Well, that I guess you kind of answered my next question was, what does the future look like for the RC Trio?
I'm working on a studio record now.
Okay.
Finally, I got the badge. Yes, when you make a live record, you cannot hide. That's exactly what happened.
That's
a snapshot of the moment.
That's right.
You know, and yes, there's a lot of improvisational, and there's an improvisational component of as a jam band that happens within that record and when you go see us.
Yeah.
You know, to me,
I love that.
Yeah, as an
entertainer. That's the fun part of it.
That is why if you check on the track list, those that says improvisation number, and there are different numbers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What we do it is, you know, to keep it interactive with the audience, we make music, you know, create music that original music based off of where the audience is leading us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just ask them for some numbers. And then, you know, it's kind of like, keep it like that for those of you that have not seen us do this. And when you've seen us at corporate events, you know, that we do for Main Street, or we've done it playing for Coach Kids, and things like that. You know, you see us more like in a corporate face, so it's a little bit of a chameleon.
Right.
You know,
right.
A Thursday Thunder, we play more like a rock set.
Right,
like,
right.
We arrive to play rock and roll.
Got to play for the room, right?
Correct. Yeah. That's a new concept to me, too. But because of these musicians that I'm lucky that, you know, they just come and jam.
Right.
Literally, you know, to bring the trio to light, and I can get away with it because of them.
Well, I thought we were going to try to maybe give away a couple of these CDs right now. But what I wanted to do was maybe just give them away on our morning show, which is 6 to 8. And I'll give these to Todd Berryman, and we'll give those away over the next week just to keep creating the buzz, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hold this flyer up, too, for our viewers at HoosierLandTV.com. You can see that there. You said you've got a day job. Did you want to mention that or about what you do personally?
You seem to be curious about it. I don't know if everybody else cares, but I work remotely more for, you know, doing a consulting job in accounting, you know, for, you know, company based out of LA and Portland, Maine. We have two offices to cover both coasts.
Wow.
I've been in the kind of sort of doing that or similar in the neighborhood for over 18 years. So,
okay.
You know, it's an... I actually love what I do because it's different every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just learn companies, you know, accounting systems and their own goals because accounting can get really,
tricky.
Not necessarily tricky, but boring, and people don't really enjoy it.
Yes, so you've got to enjoy it.
The tagline of this company I work for is humanize work. So basically,
you know,
we help companies modernize and make, you know, accounting less, you know, I'm checking my English because I don't want to cuss on the air. But less, I wouldn't say boring, less difficult. How about
that? There you go. Very good job.
I'm getting better with my corporate English.
So you're a numbers guy, sort of?
No, never been. I actually, you know, interestingly enough, I always failed in math. And one of the reasons why I never finished my degree. So I'm like a college dropout, you know, but kids out there do finish and go be good with your grades.
Right.
You know,
right,
with that
absolutely.
Being said, you know, once as an adult, I kind of was doing, you know, business intelligence, like for analytics and data visualization type stuff, analysis. I was forced to use advanced mathematics and things to do algorithms. And, you know, when I had to, I sat down and I learned it and it worked. I don't know how. But, no, I stay away from it. I'm just, you know, more of an entertainer because, you know, even if you're in accounting and even if I'm explaining heavy accounting concepts, people, you know, today in the Zoom environment, which, again, I do from the country here in Frankfort, Indiana.
Right.
You know, require a little bit. You have to know how to push people buttons to keep their attention.
Right.
So that's a little bit more like, you know,
that's
more
a learning process too, isn't it?
Correct. And I've been trained and sent to training many times, and it's always an endless learning curve. The fun part, though, just recently I was in a work phone call doing my stuff, and the guy that brought us in, you know, went to Rossville High. He was freaking out when I introduced myself. Yeah, I'm from Frankfort, Indiana, proudly.
Right.
And he was just like, whoa. You know, he moved to L.A. instead of looking for that, you know, big you know, corporate job. And I'm like, within the hierarchy of the company, I'm way above the, you know, the guy. And he's just freaking out that I'm, like, doing it from Frankfort. He went to Rossville High.
He's from
here.
He's from Rossville, right.
So, you know, shout out to Creighton Sutter. Yeah, he's
very
the one
good.
That, that got us into that deal for a big entertainment company. So,
well, the place to be is Vintage Cafe. That's a week from this Friday, right?
Yeah.
September 23rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Rodrigo wants you to go down there and have some food, have a few drinks, and enjoy the jam. So let's see, the rest of this week and early next week, we'll be giving away a copy of this RC Trio Live by Creekside in Frankfort, Indiana. And this is a nice little package deal too. I just like how it's all packaged up there. Anything else you want us to know, Rodrigo, before we let you go, man?
Nothing. Let's kick off live music at Vintage Cafe. It's a little bit of the, you know, the call to action is, that's why it's fitting that we're starting this the day after Fall Begun.
Yeah.
You know, on September 23rd. Basically, let's make that place a thing. You know, we, other than if you go to the square, we have nowhere so that there's a little bit of a dive or a cave.
Right.
You know,
right.
That we can go enjoy live music. And the beauty of them not having a liquor license as well is that you can bring, you know, the youth, you know, and then can be part of it. You can eat their great food. You know, but, you know, about that, many aspiring musicians, that there's plenty. If you fill all of the bands of each one of the high schools, likely we have over 100 potential musicians right
talent.
Now, you know, in our county, you know. So I want people to think about that. Hey, you know, I can bring him in. There's no booze. You know, it's a family-friendly environment. It's early. It's five to eight.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
let's create a cave, a place where we, you know, all our musicians can go play and jam. And, you know, if we pack the place up, the likely management is going to get excited.
Even better, yeah.
That is the call to action, the crying rally. It is, let's go pack up Vintage Cafe and show them that we deserve to have a, you know, year-long venue going there.
You know, people are busy. I mean, it's hard to fight for people's time. So you have 5 to 8. They could come. They could go. You know, if they have an obligation with the kids or something.
Luna World Cast.
Got time.
It's still early. That before you know the games for the high school
exactly.
games.
Yeah, get supper while you're
How
there.
About
you know,
that?
I mean, yeah, can't beat it. Well, I have a feeling you and I will be talking in the future. Rodrigo, so thanks for coming in, man. This is pretty cool, and anytime we get a chance to do something local like this, we really try to jump on it.
Thank you so much for having me, and you know, we look forward to seeing everybody there at the CD release party.
All right, that's 1 week from this Friday at Vintage Cafe, 5 to 8. We'll be right back with more Party Line on WILO.